law breakings or feuds or anything like that that you remember going on around when you were coming up? Or?
No, I don't remember nothing much happening about anything.
Yeah. My granddaddy used to be, we were talking about moonshine still running earlier.
He gonna sure hunt him a drink of liquor on on Saturday when you paid him off, or way back in there on a draw day, once a month. See, this farmer, he didn't have no extra day work for something to do. He gonna snitch a little of that money and get him a drink of liquor.
Yeah.
And I've had him working me, and if you didn't watch him, sometimes you pay him off, and I've had some working me so bad to drink it till they'd tell me to buy the groceries. I'd go buy the groceries and bring and give it to him. And boy, if you had to watch him then, he'd go trade them groceries off us, look and drink it, and next week he wouldn't have nothing to eat.
Yeah.
Maybe he'd have to go to town and get him something else.
Yeah. Now, talking about people, different ways they were, names they had for people like that. A person who was say, always mad or never could put up with other people, they'd say he was a what kind of person? Any names for people like that?
Yes, yeah, I try to think of them.
You know,
some of the names they'd give, but they had a name for him, you know, if he's hard to get along with. I can't think of the names, but they'd have nicknames or something else. Said, "Oh, so and so, he's whatever they'd call him."
What about a person maybe who lived off by themselves, and folks said, "Well, there's nothing wrong with them. They just that kind of." You ever hear the word peculiar or queer?
Oh yeah, I've heard them say, "Oh, he's peculiar, or he's funny. He got old funny ways and
kind of."
Butt-headed or stubborn and
queer.
Okay. They call it different names.
All right, has that word changed in its meaning? Queer?
You don't hardly ever hear that.
It's not used much.
No.
Okay. A person then who got mad, who every time you talk with him or joke with him, you couldn't joke with him because he'd get mighty.
Well,
he was a what kind of person?
Yeah, I don't forgot what you'd call him.
Touches or Allie? Ornery?
Yeah, they call some of them ornery. He's ornery, old goat.
What would you say to somebody? Have you ever been in a situation with somebody where they were about to get angry and you say, "Now everything will be all right, just keep"?
Well, I've seen people going to get into it sometime in a fight. I said, "Oh, there's no need of that." So why don't you just
keep
quiet, talk it over with one another. And one thing you could, way back in there, I had back then when I was living up here, Mr. Main used to live down here. And he's into about this deck down here. He wanted me to say the landlord further, you know, where you get pay for more deck. And I finally told him, I said, "Mr. Main," I said, "you can get paid for the debt out there," said, "but that ain't no landline." I said, "That we won't consider the landline, but I said, the state can pay you for the debt." And me and him, like, he got into it, and we were arguing about that, and he went for yellow year. The road come by here then, and he's going around through here. He got to be out there sometime to pay, he wouldn't even speak to me. I threw up my hand at him, wouldn't speak. He went on to finally, I told some of them, I said, "Mr. Main," I said, "he done kept that to himself long and knows he's wrong. He just wants me now to speak to him or something, you know." And he had to go back in here and get his cows one day. And he come out through the yard up, and I went out there